Hello, beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. Oh, we're in for a treat. Well, you know, week by week as you tune into Advanced Living Radio, we've made a commitment. Daily, I pray, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously, experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. So, yes, we've got a mighty goal, and of course, one week at a time, one piece of information, we move along, and we're making lives better, and I so thank you for this opportunity. And before we get started, of course, I want to thank AdvancedLiving.com, the sponsor of our program. When you get a moment, go check out AdvancedLiving.com and take a look at the Comfort Technology, a tiny plug-in unit that will harmonize energy. And you'll be as surprised, a better sleep, a more alert in the midst of a busy work day. Check it out, AdvancedLiving.com. And now, oh boy, have you ever felt like just, you don't know why, you just sometimes get drained and what's going on, and we have all these conveniences around us, but sometimes our quality of life is, well, just have you ever felt like you were being zapped? And yes is the case to that. And our guest today, Dr. Anne Louise, is going to tell us a lot about that. Now, if you haven't heard of her, then you're in for a big treat. This is a woman, a professional who's been in nutrition, been an author, 30 books, writing for many, many years, most well-known possibly for some of the work with the Fat Flush plan, and oh my gosh, you're going to be in for a big treat. She's a pioneer, award-winning author, revolutionized the weight loss in her New York Times bestseller, The Fat Flush Plan, and Dr. Anne Louise is recognized as one of the top 10 nutritionists in the country by Self Magazine and was the recipient of the American Medical Writers Association Award for Excellence. Now, she's always been ahead of her time, and Dr. Anne Louise has set the pace for new health protocols in the 90s with four more breakthrough books. She was the first to warn of the environmental hazards of parasites in her classic book, Guess What Came to Dinner? You have parasites in your health, and she's not referring to the people in France either. And In Your Body Knows Best, Dr. Anne Louise was the first to discuss the blood type weight theory. Yes, you know, different types of blood and how that can affect us, and proclaim that one diet might not be right for everyone. And, you know, you've seen all this stuff out there. So this is a very sophisticated woman that is cutting edge and bringing things that are so effective for us on an individualized basis. And she was the first to offer natural remedies for menopausal symptoms and super nutrition for menopause, now in print as, yes, Hot Times, right? Ooh. and is widely credited as the first to popularize the term perimenopause in a New York Times bestseller, Before the Change. Yeah, we can take care of ourselves in so many ways. Dr. Ann Louise is going to help us to understand. And one of the other things, it's so wonderful, she forged new ways of thinking about obesity early in her career. She was the first to proclaim that obesity was caused by the lack of dietary fats and the wrong kind of carbohydrates in her book, Beyond Pritikin. And that was published back in 1988. In Beyond Pritikin, she predicted that the fat-free, carb-rich diet that was so popularized was creating weight gain, sugar cravings, fatigue, and diabetes. Yeah, yeah, if you'd only been listening to her, right? Okay, well, now's the time. And she's a savvy and dynamic speaker. She's been featured on 2020, Dr. Phil, The View, Good Morning America, Extra, The Early Show. Nork's been featured on CNN, PBS, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CBN, Fox News, and the BBC. Yes, all the way over there, our British friends love her, too. And she's appreciated and appeared on several national infomercials, including the extremely popular World's Greatest Treasury of Health Secrets that was hosted by Hugh Downs. Oh, my gosh, yes. And her work has been featured in a myriad of national publications ranging from Time and Newsweek to Glamour, the Oprah magazine. Millions of readers follow her advice and her features in First for Women and Women's World magazines. Thousands visit her website, www.annlouise.com, on a daily basis. So we're going to welcome her in and learn about her new, a highly acclaimed book, Zapped. All right, Dr. Ann Louise, welcome.
Well, thank you, Kenneth, and what a stellar introduction. Thank you so much for all of your good work, too.
Oh, you're welcome. It's just a pleasure. And, of course, that term, I just love it because so many of us have felt like we've been zapped, and now you've titled your latest book, Zapped, and of course, we want to learn more about just how you're now writing about electropollution.
You know, it's a topic that has been a bit of a journey for me. And it's a little bit different than anything else that I've ever written about, which really talks about nutrition and health and what you can do in terms of your diet, your immediate surroundings, and detoxification to obtain optimal health on all levels. But this is something that is truly an environmental toxin, to be quite honest with you, although it's invisible and you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, but many of us are actually feeling it. And because we are now immersed in I'd say it's a chemical sea, electromagnetic sea to be more exact, with over 100 million times more artificial and man-made frequencies than what we've evolved from, then I think it's time we take a deep breath, take a big step backwards, and take a look at what our current environment is providing us and why so many of us are suffering from symptoms ranging from dizziness to problems with ear ringing to depression, anxiety, even numbness or facial flushing, and headaches that just simply don't go away no matter what you do. And I believe that this particular type of toxicity that is not allowing the body to regenerate and rejuvenate the way it normally would or should is part of the problem. I don't think it's the source of the problem, but I think it's augmenting whatever is now going on in terms of toxic overload and is now the straw that is breaking the proverbial camel's back. And nearly 35% of us may have symptoms of mild electromagnetic sensitivity, believe it or not.
Wow, that's a large amount of people.
It is truly a large amount of people, and the experts are saying that within the next 20 to 30 years, over 50% of the population will be suffering from electro-hypersensitivity, which is very similar to radio wave sickness. And when you take a book like Zapped and start connecting the dots, you're going to see that you may not be sleeping the way you used to, and that your periods of awakening and not being able to go back to sleep, those intermittent awakenings that happen in the middle of the night, are becoming much more prevalent. You'll also notice that there's a wide range of cardiac problems that seem to be on the rise, from palpitations to arrhythmias to a faster heart rate or shortness of breath. And we're also finding that there has been a dramatic increase, which is very scary, in terms of thyroid cancer. It's something like quadrupled, Ken, within the past couple of years.
Oh, my.
And now children, whereby leukemia used to be the number one killer among our precious children, that has been overtaken by brain cancer. So when you take a look at the stats and you put it all together, then you have to say that there must be something across the board that's impacting all of us and probably has a very cumulative effect and a chronic effect that we simply need to become much more cognizant of so that we can protect ourselves against it with very easy measures. And I guess that's the real gist of my book, Zapped. It's not about scaring people into burying their laptops or throwing away their cell phones or their iPads. It's just learning about how these devices may be impacting the body, which is electrical in nature, and how some of the independent scientists are really calling this a public health experiment, and why we need to be careful because of the effect on the DNA itself, which seems to be breaking and not repairing itself. So when it comes right down to DNA, then that's where we've got to really take a good hard look. And it's the radiation that's coming from these devices, these microwave or radio frequency devices like your cell phone, your PDAs, the wireless routers, your cordless phones, and the like, that can cause single and or double DNA strand breaks. And then the cells respond to them by creating a certain kind of protein so that you're constantly on stress. You're on stress overload. And that's really where the problem is coming from. This is another source of stress, kind of stealth stress, that we need to recognize. And we need to be proactive about in terms of just changing some lifestyle habits, moving around some furniture, and making some substitutions in certain cases.
Ah, okay. Now, I'm also wondering, because this is something of great significance, what's the government doing about this to protect us against being zapped?
You've asked a good question, haven't you, in reference to the government? Well, what I can tell you in one word is basically they're not doing anything, which is probably the most troublesome situation of all. You know, there has been very, very little uproar about cell phone towers and their placements throughout the country. And that's because of the Telecommunications Act, which was put into place in 1996. It was signed into law by President Clinton, and it mandated that the federal government can prohibit both the state and local governments from restricting or influencing the siting of wireless antennas and towers based on environmental grounds. So that means that the telecommunication companies have the right to really sue towns and cities in the country if they don't allow permits for these antennas and towers. So there's no litigation opposing cell towers because the signals may or may not be making you sick. And I think, from my perspective, that's a pretty sad commentary on the state of what's going on, because there have been so many studies that I talk about in the book that are published in peer-reviewed journals, like the International Journal of Cancer Prevention, which was published, about 6 years ago, and it talked about the increased incidence of cancer near a cell phone transmission station. So one of the very, very chilling findings of that particular study was that the measured level of radiation in the area was pretty low, and it was far below the current guidelines based on the thermal or heating effects of radio frequency or microwave exposure. And there was an enormously short latency period. It was less than something like 2 years, which shows that there is a big link between the non-ionizing radiation that's emitted from a cell phone base station and the cancer cases. and that the radiation that was emitted, that's part of the radio frequency bandwave, should have a very strong cancer-promoting effect at very low levels. And that's exactly what we're finding. It's not the power of the signal, but this is relatively low level on those electromagnetic spectrums that we've all seen or certainly learned about many, many years ago, but it really has nothing to do with the power. It has everything to do with this pulsating signal that is impacting your own body electric. So as some practitioners have said, the current guidelines are plain wrong. They need to be updated. And they certainly need to be updated because I don't think the guidelines were ever designed to protect us against all of this electromagnetic radiation that's being emanated from the iPads now, the smartphones, the wireless routers, the laptops. There's a newer smartphone out every day, and the more information that is really on those iPhones, the higher the power frequency, the more that signaling, the pulsating signal is going to be impacting your system. So I think that this is a public health situation whose time has come and that we all have to take the correct measures. I found myself like an accidental activist. You know, I have never studied this professionally. I'm a nutritionist by training, as you had mentioned in your lovely interview intro. And so this is all new news to me, and having to relearn information and see it from a different perspective has been very eye-opening. But the fact that so many people are getting sick and do not know the underlying cause has made me very suspect that it could very well be the electropollution that is the newest toxin to invade everybody's lives within the past 5 years.
Wow. And like you said, invisible. You can't see it, you can't taste it, but it's having an effect on us.
That's really what the clue is here. It's invisible, it's tasteless, you can't see it. I wish that all of the electromagnetic fields were colored either pink or blue, and then you wouldn't be able to see 3 inches beyond the tip of your nose. So it's we're immersed in it, and there's no reprieve. I think what the real issue is that we can think about smoking, for example, or cigarette smoking or secondhand smoking. You know, Ken, you could walk out of a room if somebody was smoking and you didn't want to be near them, right?
Right.
And that would be the end of it. Or you go outside, if you're in a restaurant, or you change your table. But you can't escape this because it's everywhere. It's in your malls. It's in other shopping centers. It's in restaurants. It's on planes. It's on trains. It was on my cruise, which was completely wireless, that I just took. It's in your play areas. It's in your home. It's in your coffee shops. So it's everywhere, and I think that's really what the problem is, that we're immersed, and our systems simply have not had the ability nor the time to be able to adapt to all of the change that has taken place in too short a time. It's almost like the severe stress proteins that are produced, based upon Martin Blank's work at Columbia University, has really put us into adaptational failure. The adverse effects probably will take many, many years to truly be appreciated, but so many of them are already surfacing in terms of tumors, whether they're benign or they're malignant. I suffered from a parotid gland tumor right in the area where I kept my cell phone tethered to my ear. It was like an appendage for years because I didn't know any better either. And you get this false sense of security, Ken, because you see everybody using them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You think, well, gosh, it must not be a problem. Look, we're all doing this.
We're all doing it, but there are researchers from very renowned universities and institutes like the Karolinska Institute, which is in Stockholm, which really believes, at least one of the scientists, Ole Johansson, who has said that this is like a big, gigantic experiment on our children and our grandchildren, and that the current standards have never been designed to protect us from the proliferation of all of these fields that we seem to be immersed in without any reprieve.
Yeah, I mean, it would be lovely if they actually helped you feel better. But unfortunately, we're seeing, like you're saying, more conditions come up. Can you cite a little bit more about some of the problems that people maybe there's something coming up and they could go, oh, this could be, I could be getting zapped. My being zapped is related to this, that, and the other of mine.
Well, that's what we need to have people do, start connecting the dots, connecting and correcting. I can give you some very interesting biological effects. Again, this type of radiation doesn't produce the thermal heating that a CAT scan or an X-ray might, but that doesn't mean that there are not physiological effects that can be measured. And so what we're learning, and thanks to a new article, which I'll just pop in here, there was a new article that was just published, I think it was February 23rd in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which suggests that there's actually a change in brain metabolism, you know, with the use of cell phones. And they had done some very interesting studies, and this came out of NIH. So this was not from a researcher that was not a credible material, so-called scientist. So I'm pleased that at least this is wending its way into more respectable, prestigious journals. But I can tell you that some of the earlier researchers, like Henry Lai, for example, who was involved with the Department of Bioengineering at the University of Washington, suggest that there are numerous effects that are affecting people. One of them is the calcium efflux effect, where you start decalcifying your cell membranes. Isn't that nice? Which means that your neurotransmitters will not be functioning or communicating in the way that they were designed to. Their hormonal problems in terms of the stress proteins, that's from Martin Blank that I spoke to you about. Genetic effects, nervous system effects, leaks in the blood-brain barrier, breaks in DNA. And there are other researchers who have suggested that there may even be a connection between the headaches that people get, cluster headaches very specifically, continual flu-like symptoms, seizures, psychosis, stroke, insomnia, racing hearts that we mentioned previously, even bronchitis, certain kinds of asthma, pneumonia have been connected to a type of polluted electricity known as dirty electricity, and there are a number of people who will complain of skin rashes, burning, itching, and even pains in the eyes, pressure in and behind the eyes. I know of my own readers and individuals that I've heard from all over the country who talk about consistent nosebleeds. How do you like that?
Oh.
I've seen I've been on two airplanes which were totally wireless, but you can't help that anymore unless you don't want to travel. And I remember it was one of the stewardesses that was just taken off the plane with a persistent nosebleed. And I thought to myself, aha, electrohypersensitivity. She must have been flying one too many flights that day. But
yeah.
some of us are more sensitive than others. Not everybody is sensitive, by the way. It's almost like an allergy to electricity is what I call it. But the ringing in the ears seems to be exceedingly prevalent, though. So I think that's a real issue. And individuals that may have mercury fillings or any kind of metallic fillings almost act as antennas for this kind of stuff. It will magnify, you know, all of the electricity or the radiation, I should say, that's in the air and really impact the system even more deleteriously. So It's the brain, it's the lungs, it's the eyes, it's all of these things. So if you're having problems in any of those areas or even experiencing changes in brain function from memory loss to fatigue, learning impairment, or sleep disorders, or even problems with regard to, I would say, calcium metabolism, then look to your lifestyle. Get a copy of Zapped and go through each and every room and zap-proof your life. That's what you need to do. You perform an electronic feng shui and move some furniture around. Get rid of your cordless phone. Don't speak on the cell phone so much. Get a wireless headset. There's so many easy things you can do that it just behooves all of us to just change our behavior a little bit, and it's so much better to be safe than sorry, because when the research is out there and it's undeniable, for lots of people who will have been exposed chronically and cumulatively, it would be too late.
Yeah, like that's because some of these things apparently you're saying may not show up as serious problems for a number of years down the road.
Well, they typically say 10 years for brain tumor to develop, which is about 2,000 cell phone hours. But I think it's even more for people that, you know, are living on their cell phones. Certainly, I travel enough to see every single individual that's seated in an airplane using that cell phone, speaking directly into the cell phone with that little low-powered microwave oven right up to their heads. And they're doing that before they leave and when the plane takes flight. And then afterwards, when they land, everybody lights up. It's just, it's amazing. And then you're in a metal container, which seems to magnify the electromagnetic radiation even more so. And so it bounces around the sides of the airplane. And I, who am very conscious of it, say, oh, no, get me out of this. Get me out of this place. So there's a lot going on, a lot you can do. You know, it seems very doom and gloom-ish, but quite frankly, it isn't. But you certainly need to know what's going on in order to take the proper measures to protect yourself, your family, and your loved ones. And that's what it's all about. It's a grassroots movement.
Yeah. And I guess as you mentioned a few things, I don't know, does your book go through like some of the listing of what different things we should look out for based on amount of electromagnetics?
It does. It has a very interesting chart that's in it that will show you in terms of the electromagnetic energies that are coming, the fields that are coming from some of our devices. Interestingly enough, a hairdryer is very, very high on the electromagnetic range there. So if you're using that consistently, there's probably a problem, but certainly short-term is not a problem. It's what you're doing every day, long-term duration and proximity of these particular items that really becomes problematic. So you've got the hair dryers, you've got the electric razors, lots of things that are electric, you know, that you wouldn't even imagine would emanate a field. All are emanating fields. And there's some researchers that even feel that it was the introduction of electricity that is the real reason that people got heart disease, diabetes, and felt sick in terms of so many of the degenerative problems that have been part of 20th and 21st century America. And this is just another overlay of another type of radiation, radio frequency radiation, as it were, that is adding insult to injury. So it's all these things, because anything electrical emanates a field. So you think of all the appliances we have in the house. I mean, I once counted, and I've got to tell you, and there may be 300 or more of the appliances.
My.
Our grandparents had 20, if at that.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. So we're,
I know,
loading up on this stuff.
And it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming when you think about it, but it's not overwhelming when you go through each room, as I have done, bit by bit, because they're easy, easy things you can do. And then everybody's sleeping better, everybody's looking better, and guess what? You can also slow down the aging process. So if that doesn't get your baby boomer audience, I mean, what will?
Ah. Now, someone had mentioned, and I don't know if you found anything in your research, about electromagnetics having an effect on cell membrane permeability.
Yes. What we find is that the cell membrane becomes very rigid. And when it becomes rigid, nutrients can't get in and the toxins can't get out. And it's felt by some researchers, and there certainly needs to be a lot more evaluation done in this regard. This is just in the beginning stages, quite honestly. But it is felt that with regard to all the vaccinations that children get, part of the reason that so many kids may become autistic or land up someplace on that autistic spectrum is because their cell membranes have become so rigid they can't detoxify all the mercury that's part of the vaccinations that they're now getting at a record number. So there is a connection there. I think that what we're seeing is that the inordinate amount of ultrasounds that women may be getting during the course of their pregnancy may be a contributory factor. And certainly there was one small study where we saw that the amount of electromagnetic radiation in a woman's bedroom during pregnancy was a bit of an indicator in terms of the health of her child. And you saw a much greater rate of autism among those children that were born from mothers that had high EMFs emanating from their bedrooms. So this goes through, this goes to the fetus, this goes through the blood-brain barrier. this is an energy force that is one to be reckoned with, one to be understood, and that's the reason I wrote the book. It's a much more simplistic overview than you would get in some of the more sophisticated science books, because I don't think people could truly understand that.
Wow.
So what I tried to do is explain something that, you know, is advanced in ways that I knew I could appreciate it, and then give people very easy to implement lifestyle changes and foods and seasonings and supplements, which is, after all, my subject,
yeah, exactly.
So that they could empower themselves and feel like they were doing something to protect themselves. Yeah, it's quite
wow.
It's quite something. There's a shadow side to this situation, and there have been so many other great books on the market in reference to this, and so I'm very grateful for all of the pioneers and the activists like Camilla Reese and Blake Levitt that have gone before me to really sound the alarm. But this is a public health crisis as far as I'm concerned, and I think it's going to make the asbestos, Agent Orange, tanning beds, HRT, smoking problems, and even lead paint kind of pale in comparison.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly aligned with that and agreement with you on that, and I'm excited for the opportunity that here you are with your popularity, having reached so many people with diet, with nutrition, with something that is so important to us, and then to be able to say, okay, now here's the frosting on the cake, so to speak. We've got all this stuff, and we want you to do all these things. But if you're doing all this stuff, and you're trying to detoxify or nourish a body that is being affected by the energy around it, so that you can't take in the nutrients as well, you can't get rid of the toxins as well, you're like the salmon swimming upstream to die. And so here you are, finding this item that is going to help take all of your work previously to newer highs, I think, by addressing this environmental toxin. Congratulations.
Oh, I definitely think that's the case.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, that's the blessing in disguise. You've laid the groundwork with some solid, important nutritional things that you've done for many, many years, and now add this other component in, and of course I wonder some about women. Is there a difference, because we always, you know, Mars are from men, women from somewhere, who knows where, we're all trying to figure this stuff out, men, women. What about how that interplays with the sensitivity to electropollution and being gassed?
You know something, I think both of us are pretty sensitive. I know that there's been a 30% loss of motility with regard to sperm. Its ability to swim where it needs to swim, with men that hold their cell phones or use their cell phones in their pockets. So there's definitely that connection. I think that this is kind of an equal opportunity pollutant.
Okay, so we can't.
I think men and women, I think we're all included in the mix. I know that women that use cell phones during their pregnancy are more likely to have children that are hyperactive and have behavior problems. There was a huge study with 13,000 participants that was published several years ago that showed that connection. And I would also suggest that there is such a rise these days in autism, and I keep going back to autism because it is the future generation that I'm so concerned about. You have to wonder where that's coming from. It's something like 1 in 100 babies at this point that might land somewhere on that autistic spectrum. I mean, that's unheard of. So what is going on in the environment that's ubiquitous, that's affecting us all, even the young ones, even the unborn children? And I think so much of that may have to do with the kinds of diagnostic testing that are being given, probably a little, you know, if a little is good, a lot is better. That's the American way, very similar to the kinds of things that we used to do in terms of vitamins, minerals, and everything else. So we just have to know what we're playing with. I think we're playing with fire, and the government regulations, as we mentioned a while back, according to many of the environmental health physicians, are just plain wrong, and they need to be updated because they were never designed to protect us against the plethora of radiation coming from all of these wireless devices.
Yeah, exactly. And to and to me it seems a bit of an uphill battle from the standpoint that our country under tremendous financial pressure globally with other countries, India, China, different parts of the world, with better educational systems, more competitive economically, and then what we're wanting to do, the president, okay, well, let's get everywhere with Wi-Fi.
Oh my God, that's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
because your only safe haven, Kenneth, is your home, which is why I spend so much time in Zap telling people what to do to make their home a safe haven. You can't protect yourself when you go outside the home, but you certainly can do it inside, where you can regenerate, rejuvenate, and refresh your entire system. That's specific during the sleep process, and that's why the bedroom is so important in terms of keeping that as safe and sound and wireless as possible. If you're going to have a wireless zone, make it your bedroom, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, there you go. And so let's talk some more about some of these different things that you mentioned in your book about doing the electronic feng shui or some of these protective strategies.
Yes, well, I think that's the kind of thing that people can feel very empowered about, because there is something you can do about it. And that would be really taking a good look at the home environment and going room by room and making sure that your head is not within, I'd say, 3, and even more safely, 3 to 6 feet from any kind of electrical appliance. So move the alarm clock. If it's digital, I mean, try to get a battery-operated one at this point. But digital really will affect you. Don't use your cell phone as an alarm clock, because that's like using a low-powered microwave oven right near your brain. And we do know the closer it is to the brain, you know, the more you're going to be susceptible to this non-ionizing radiation that can impact DNA, according to the research of Henry Lai, whom I speak of in quite glowing terms in the book, because he was one of the very brave scientists that said, hey, something isn't right here. As did Alan Frey in the 1970s, who was working for General Electric, and was very concerned that the heart, the lungs, as well as the brain were impacted by this radio frequency that is very similar to the cell phones today. So you've got to start moving around your furniture. I would unplug everything at night. You know, one of the safest ways to ensure that there are no fields that are impacting your body is to unplug everything, which is pretty easy to do, I think. I do that with my lamp that's near my bed. You can even shut off the electricity or the fuse. You can go downstairs and go to the fuse box and cut off the electricity that goes directly to your bedroom. Many people are doing that, and I think that's a really excellent idea. And I would also suggest that when it comes to the bedroom, that you might consider looking into the possibility of getting sheets that will ground you to the earth. They're called earthing technology sheets, which is something that I did myself. And these are particularly, they're conductive sheets that are made from a blend of cotton and polyester. Cotton was very expensive by the time the sheets were actually manufactured, so part of it is cotton, part of it is polyester. But there's this silver conductive thread that is very helpful in terms of allowing you to ground and being conductive to the healing energy of Mother Earth, which will provide you with an unlimited source of electrons that can neutralize the positive charges that could come from free radical damage. So I do that and sleep much more soundly than I've ever slept before, quite honestly. And the studies have shown that grounding can really impact cortisol levels, so that your stress becomes pretty normalized. Your sympathetic nervous system is not on overload. Aches and pains will disappear. You can even wear certain patches and bands in certain areas that haven't healed. I saw this so dramatically with my own father, who had terrible bed sores. He was a diabetic and was doing pretty well until a very nasty fall several years ago. And we started grounding him, and the wound experts, the wound care clinic that we took him to, couldn't believe how these open diabetic sores were not responding to any of their topicals, but were responding when I had my dad grounded with the sheets that I'm telling you about, as well as these universal pads that people can use when they're working at computers. And all of that, by the way, Kenneth, can be found in greater information on one of my sites, which is ruzapped.com. So it's ARERUZAP.com. Just take a peek there. You'll see some very interesting tidbits that I think will really get people enamored of this whole topic and what they can do to be protective and regenerate their systems. It's pretty remarkable in terms of what just hooking into Mother Earth will do in terms of tapping into the natural energies from which we evolved.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty neat stuff. It seems to me it's very, very similar to the comfort technology that I know you have written about and have been such a proponent of. So lots of terrific things you can do. You just have to know about them and be insightful.
Yeah, and to me that's what's so important. It's not necessarily just do one thing. Like you said, there's some people that have actually had their houses rewired a little bit so that at night they could turn off all the electricity except for like the furnace and the refrigerator.
Yes, that's exactly correct.
If you can't afford to do that, you can certainly, like you said, go flip some of the breaker switches. So that
that's what you need to do. You need to flip them. That's exactly correct.
Yeah, and I think that's...
Before you flip, you need to flip the breaker switches. It's true.
Yeah,
sometimes I think that... But you know, sometimes I think all the road rage and the airline rage is partially due to all these EMFs that are so prolific.
Yeah, well, there you are. You were mentioning the metallic compartment of an airplane, and then you think, okay, well, here's all these people in their metal cages of their cars driving around with their cell phones. And then with all the more electronics in cars than there used to be, and then you add more electronics, not just from them in the car, but all the other people using cell phones. So even if a person doesn't have a cell phone, they're still exposed to whatever, 100,000 or more broadcasts while they're driving down the street.
Oh, I know that. It's all over the place, you know, and you don't get that reprieve because you're constantly immersed in it. That's really what the problem is. It's not like you can step out of a room, as I mentioned before, or move your house or remodel in a certain way. You can't. I mean, there are cell phone towers that are going up as fast as you can say cell phone towers and more antennas and even stronger antennas with these WiMAX, the WiMAX rollout that's scheduled to be completed in almost 100% of the country, from my understanding. So there's quite a lot to be said in this day and time in reference to what's going on and how sadly uninformed the public is. I mean, I think we believe all of our scientists whose funding may have come from the cell phone industry. So it's a big business. Telecommunications is what, a $1 trillion business?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So follow the money, everybody, and think for yourself. That's what you've got to do. And just because they say that results are inconclusive, as they did with the 13-country Interphone study, when you take a look at all the design flaws from that study, you're going to see that lots of people that should have been included in the study, including young people that are tethered to their cell phones the way I was, they weren't included in the study. Neither were those users of cordless phones, which, again, can be more deleterious than the cell phone itself because it's emanating a signal. It's transmitting a signal 24/7, whether you're using the phone or not. So there were quite a few omissions in this particular study that really need a lot more, needs a much more jaundiced eye, shall I say. And so you shouldn't get a false sense of security when they say, well, it's inconclusive. Yeah, inconclusive according to whom and what and who funded what.
Yeah. Now, I haven't had a chance to thoroughly read your book. I will be doing that. But did you get any information about the work of Dr. George Carlo, who was hired to do research by the cell phone industry?
I have looked at that, and there are just some questions with regard to that research, and I have, you know, been getting information from some of my sources just in reference to how valid all of that is. So it's something I don't think I'm going to be commenting on, although I do talk about it a little bit in the book. So not quite sure which side of the fence all that may fall on, so to speak.
Okay. So that's still being reviewed in some ways. All right. Well, that's good because I hadn't heard anything about him lately, and he had written a book in 1999, Cell Phones, the Invisible Hazard in the Wireless Age. But I hadn't heard anything more, so it's just good to follow up, and I'm glad you're out here with your new book, Zapped, and they can get that on your website or Amazon?
I would go to Amazon, yes, and just pick it up. You know, pick up the book because you need to read it, and you've got to say, hey, this makes common sense. We're immersed in more of this stuff than we ever imagined, and what happened in 1997 when some of our standards, our FTC standards, were put into place, they just weren't designed for 5 billion cell phone users, let's face it.
Yeah.
So there's the concern, and also since we now know that there may be non-heating effects of this lower-level radiation that's coming from the cell phones, that whole concept needs to be reviewed as well. It's not just the heating of tissue that we're concerned about. It's the biological impact on the cell membrane, the DNA, and the blood-brain barrier, and that's just three for starters.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, I'm wondering, too, you mentioned some things about this grounding stuff. Are you finding some other devices out there that could be helpful?
I like the grounding pads, and I like the grounding sheets, and I like the grounding universal mats and the patches very much because I've seen them work. We do before and after studies with hormones. I've seen a huge difference in my own cortisol levels. Oh, yeah. I was in third stage adrenal burnout with all of this. Don't forget I was one of the early sufferers of these parotid gland tumors, which would have meant that my system was on overload to begin with too much sympathetic overdrive. So, yeah, big problem with that. And thankfully, the grounding equipment was very helpful. But I also got an EMF buster in the house from buildingbiology.net. I suggest anybody that wants to look much more closely at what's going on in their home environment, it is well worth your time, energy, and your future health to invest in an investigator that comes to the house, monitors your air quality, monitors your EMF exposure with very sophisticated meters that will measure the electromagnetic fields, the radio frequency fields, sometimes dirty electricity, which is what my remediator did, and then make suggestions accordingly. What we needed to do is to paint certain rooms with a carbon-based paint that absorbed radio frequency radiation because we were loaded on both sides of the house. And we were also told to reduce the use or keep the dimmer lights off because dimmers can emit a certain type of radio frequency, or I should say dirty electricity. It's not radio frequency. It's a dirty electricity, contaminated electricity, which I go into in great length in the book. And we were also told that it was important that we do something about one of our power lines that basically had a situation that, for lack of more specific terms, really had elevated that created elevated electric fields in the bedroom, and that was due to excess voltage on the power company's neutral wire. So we purchased ourselves, can you believe that? $5,000 later, we purchased a transformer which isolated the house from the power company's neutral wire.
Oh.
Yeah. And interestingly, we still had these elevated electric fields even after the primary fields that were measured were stopped by the black paint that we used, that carbon-based paint that was able to absorb some of the elevated fields. But what really did the trick was when we purchased this transformer, which, again, isolated the house from the power company's neutral wire. And that was a big deal that I had never in my life expected. I mean, I knew about the studies with the children that lived near power lines or transformers, but who would have thought, you know, that here in North Idaho that there would have been a problem? And there was, just because we were the last home on the street to be built. So lots to be said about all of this. And I think that there are probably lots of things out there that can be helpful. I love the comfort technology that you had gifted me with in my bedroom because I needed to use something for our guests
the downstairs bedroom still had elevated fields, which we weren't able to get to just yet. And I think that using such technology is going to be a lifesaver for people. And it looks pretty. I mean, this does not look like something that's going to impair your aesthetic sense, so to speak. So all of these things are functional, they're aesthetically pleasing, and best of all, they're going to make you healthier.
Mm. Wow, that's so important. And I'm just wondering, is there anything that you can advise about what we could do to change public policy on this stuff? Because it's
get involved.
Okay.
There are petitions that you can sign that are on my website. There are petitions that can be signed. But, you know, I have come to the point where I think it's more important than anything is that you check out your own house, and that when you get zapped, you'll see ways you can use your transistor radio, for heaven's sakes, to assess and locate some of the heavier fields.
Oh,
and in that way,
part of your book?
It is all part of the book. There are lots of easy things you can do without even spending a penny. Yeah, you can do this on any level.
So we can use a transistor radio to identify electromagnetic
fields. Yeah, just
and
it's all explained very easily when you get just a cheapy transistor radio. You don't need any of the expensive meters. You can if you want, and some people will want to because they've got much more of a scientific bent. But there are different levels that this book was designed to address, and for those individuals, you know, that don't want to spend any money on such equipment, it's a very simple thing to do. So you just turn it, you know, you have your little transistor radio, you walk around various areas of the house, and when you hear a lot of static, you know that there's a field. So you move that radio to the place where there's no longer a field, and that's the place where you should be sitting, standing, or sleeping. And if you can move around any of the furniture or shut off lights that may be also presenting fields, then all the better. But it's a step-by-step guide. I tell you how to do all that pretty easily. And again, it's really inexpensive.
Wow, this is great. I love it. Now, what can we do to help get the word out about your message of Zapped?
Buy the book.
Because
the more people that are enlightened, quite honestly, you need to take a look at the book. It's a book that many of the people in the cell phone industry, you know, are not anxious to have out and about. But just get the book because it will make perfect common sense. Even if you don't have a background per se, it simply doesn't make sense to be surrounded by man-made and artificial frequencies that have never existed really in our human history, and not expect that they're not going to have some sort of impact on the biological or physiological functionings of the body. That's really what the biggest leap in logic is, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Well, hooray. This is good. We now have a light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
Hopefully, it's one light at the end of the tunnel. We'll get to the end of the rainbow at some point, you know, when we can really protect the entire planet. But right now, it's one household at a time. And certainly, learning what you can do to protect your children, from the movement of those baby monitors to making sure that your kids only use their cell phones for texting and only using it when it's an emergency. And even if this assures pregnant women not to take so many of those ultrasounds, you know, just for grins, I mean, certainly some of them are absolutely necessary, and I would never suggest that they shouldn't in terms of being able to monitor what may be going on in terms of healthy development. But I think that we're overusing so much of our technology that it's unnecessary, very similarly to what we did with antibiotics. And so we're now seeing the backlash, and Zapped will help you see the backlash. It will help prevent any backlashing symptoms and give you delicious recipes and foods that will actually enhance your body. It will fortify the cell membranes, and it will be some really easy ways in which you can just use what's already in your pantry or your refrigerator to fully protect your internal shield. And that's what the book is all about. It's practical, it's easy, step by step. And I think people will enjoy it. I know it was quite a labor of love to write this in more ways than you can imagine.
Well, I will continue my efforts to spread the word, and I just thank you so much, Dr. Ann Louise, for taking time from your busy schedule to come onto the program and to help my guests and I to learn more about this very important matter.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, and let's do it again.
Absolutely, we will. And until we meet again, to you, Dr. Ann Louise, to my beloved listeners, God bless, and goodbye for now.
Let go and let God, let myself loose and let go.